Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the games after they get punched in the face.
All right, so it's the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston. This is our first official show together. It's the second show of the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston. We did one last week. Well, I ended up doing one because Lawton decided he wasn't going to come to the very first one.
Well, I figured it might be bad luck to make the first one. So I think I had to take one of it to the doctor.
Okay. All right. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's and by Southeast Georgia Health System. So I went into great detail last week with a ton of high school football. And one thing I wanted to talk about is I was looking at the Statesboro schedule for the Blue Devils. And, you know, I have said this all offseason, and I maintain it. I'm telling you, write this down. The Statesboro Blue Devils are going to win their region when all is said and done. And I don't care that Coffey's in the region. I don't care that Ware County's in that region. It doesn't matter to me because they've got Cam McKell at quarterback, and he's special. And I think Statesboro is the best team in that region.
That's a bold statement. I mean, you look at their region schedule. That's a rough five games in a row.
Yeah, so let's break down their schedule, and then we'll talk about that region part. And so I think right out the gate, they're going to get tested. We'll find out what they're made of. They have a home game against the Glen Academy Red Terrors, who, as we know, Rocky Hidalgo down in Brunswick does a good job with that Terror team ever since he's gotten there. They have been in the conversation as far as being a state title contender a couple of years. They are a perennial power. And I'm telling you right now, he's got a quarterback down there in Glen County that can throw the football in Tyler Devlin. And I've heard that the Grapevine, he's got a couple of receivers, and Rocky might throw the ball a little more than what he's accustomed to doing.
At the end of the school year, a lot of things I heard about Glen Academy wasn't so good. But in the last couple of weeks, I'm like you are, I've been hearing a lot of different stuff. They're not going to be as bad as people think they are. And I look for Rocky to do a good job this year.
I do too. Rocky's very, and it doesn't matter. Rocky Hidalgo has built a reputation and built a career on having his teams play the best toward the end of the season, come playoff time. His MO has been run the football, play defense. This year you might see him throw the ball. I don't think it matters. I still think Statesboro is better. Glen Academy comes to Womack Field, and Statesboro sends a message to the rest of the state. We're here. We're for real. We just beat the Red Terrors.
I think if that game was that more at the end of the schedule, you might see a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the way it's going to pan out. But being the first game, I think you're right. I think Statesboro will be ready to go out of the gate.
And then we get that big rivalry game week two on the 27th of August. Statesboro and Southeast Bullitt playing at a neutral site. This always is a fun game up in Bullitt County. And, you know, let's be honest, two different classifications. Southeast Bullitt is going to be a very good team in their own right. I think Statesboro's got more depth. Frankly, I think Statesboro might be a little bit better of a football team anyway, so I'm picking the Blue Devils here, and they start 2-0 on the year.
I agree with you, but it'll be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, different classification. You can throw that out the window right there.
Yeah, in that game for sure. Then you start getting some games where you start like, man, that's tough. This one is tough. September 2nd at Womack Field, the Effingham Rebels come calling. I'm telling you right now, for those folks that don't pay attention a lot to high school football, Effingham's the most underrated team in the state. They're a lot better than what people are giving them credit for.
We actually played Effingham back in my junior and senior year in Camden County.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 1A ball.
Okay.
We had a rough schedule that year. We had Thompson, Effingham, Statesboro, House of Pain. I can't think of the name of it right now. On the way up to Athens, 441 on 78. I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay. I think the Rebels go to Statesboro, and that's why I'm going to pick Statesboro in this game, it being at Womack Field. Again, they've got Cam Mikhail. And I think this game's very close. I think it's a really good game. And then Statesboro gets a week to lick their wounds after that. And then they travel to Jessup to play at J.C. Field against the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, who are in the midst of a rebuild. 0-9 last year, a lot of turmoil over there in Jessup.
They just can't get it right for some reason.
For some reason, yeah, you're right.
I mean, you're talking about a powerhouse over the years, I mean, in football. And for some reason, they're just missing some cog to go in that wheel.
They've hired Jabo Shaw, of course, the former coach at Rabun County, who coached Gunnar Stockton, who's at Georgia right now. I like Jabo. I think he's going to do a good job. I think Wayne County certainly rebounds. I don't think they're good enough to beat Statesboro yet. So I'll take Statesboro in that game as well. And to start off, what is that? 4-0 to start the year. And then they host Burke County on the 23rd of September, Lawton. Another coin flip.
Yeah, now you're getting the meat and potatoes of the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts a region right there.
It's tough for me because I look at that game and I know how good Burke County is and I know how good Statesboro is, but the game's in Statesboro, so I'm going to pick the Blue Devils one more time to start the year 5-0 in that tough start. That's not an easy start to your schedule.
Not. That's one of the games that you might already pick the week of.
Yeah.
Seeing how the injuries could play into it and the depth. I mean, that's one of those games. It's hard to pick a month, 2 months ahead of time.
Statesboro gets another week off after that, and then October 7th they'll travel up to Greenbrier. I like the Blue Devils to get a game to, I don't want to say where they relax, but they win handily in that game.
They should.
Yeah. And then things get tough. We get into region play. Statesboro goes to Douglas to play new region foe, the Coffee County Trojans. And I'm telling you folks right now, it is hard for anybody. I don't care how good you are. It's hard for anybody from any classification to go to Douglas and win a football game there. And I don't care how good Statesboro is. I don't like their chances of going to Douglas and beating Coffee in Douglas.
It's a hard place to win. It's like going to Fitzgerald. But that could be a toss-up game. But I'm like you. I think Coffee is a better team. I think Coffee will win it.
I don't think Coffee's a better team. I just don't like anybody's chances of going into Douglas and winning. I've seen it too many times. Seen it too many times to know that that's walking into a trap every time you go.
It is.
Statesboro then gets back at home. They'll host the Bradwell Institute Tigers. That'll be another game where I like their chances to kind of win that game handily.
Should get to play some players in that game and rest some people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And get ready for the last two.
Ware then travels to Statesboro on October 28th. And Ware's a powerhouse. We know that. They graduated Thomas Castellanos. He's now down at UCF. And so, who's going to play quarterback for where? Obviously, we'll know that by the October the 28th and how good the new quarterback's going to be. Again, Statesboro's at home. I think they're better than Ware, and I'm picking Statesboro to win that game at home against the Gators.
I think you're right. I think Statesboro will man up and come out with another win.
And then on November the 4th, the season finale for the Blue Devils, they will travel to Jenkins. And I don't think there's any, that's going to be another one of those games where they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're going to play a bunch of guys, try to get healthy. And the Blue Devils end up going 9-1. And so this is what I think happens. The Blue Devils go 9-1. Their only loss is to Coffee. I think Ware beats Coffee. And then you end up in one of those silly three-way ties at the top of the region where this one beat that one and that one beat this one. Everybody beat each other. And then you come up with some ridiculous tiebreaker to determine who gets the one seed.
Yeah, you have to have a PhD to figure it out.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely.
But you could be right. But I tell you, the Ware and Statesboro game will be good. I'm glad they got them at home.
Mm-hmm.
That helps out.
9-1, a tie for first place in the region.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Channel 4 out of Jacksonville, News 4 Jax, has announced they will live stream the games that take place at the inaugural Border War Classic, taking place in September at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick. 7 teams from Northeast Florida will take on 7 teams from Southeast Georgia. The games will kick off Thursday afternoon on September the 8th and will run through Saturday evening, September the 10th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to download the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston anywhere that you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at the SouthernSportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
About Statesboro, I'm telling you right now, last segment I told you, write it down. Statesboro ends up with at least a share of that region championship, and so now we're gonna go a little further south. We're gonna cut across I-16 down I-95 to right at the Florida line in Kingsland, and the Camden County Wildcats will preview their schedule. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The Wildcats, Jeff Heron returns last year, goes 4-7. And let's keep in mind that in that 4-7 record, there was a point after five games, after the midway point last year for Camden County, their record was 4-1. So you do the math, folks. What I'm telling you is they lost the last six games of the season.
And I could see them being that way with the schedule they got right now. Being 4-1 at the first five games. Because to me, the hardest game they got on the schedule, I don't want to jump ahead, but it's Brunswick. Non-region schedule, their hardest game is Brunswick, Georgia.
I don't disagree.
I mean, and folks, just remember this. They say if two people agree, you don't need one of them. But I think you'll be getting a lot of erasers for Jason this year. So when he says write it down, so save your money, buy some erasers.
go get yourself some permanent markers you need to do. The Wildcats will open at home against Columbia. This is a game. Look, this is after a 4-7 season, Jeff Heron coming back for his second year. I like this schedule non-region for Camden. I feel like it's a schedule to where you can build some confidence. You do have a couple of tough games in there to get some battle tested, and then when you get into region play, you know, it is a free-for-all.
Well, you better have your helmet strapped on and have it buckled twice, bring your lunch pail. I mean, it's going to me, with Tiff leaving and Valdosta coming in and picking up Richmond Hill.
It got better.
It got better.
I agree.
It got better.
Yeah, no doubt.
It didn't go down.
Yeah, it got tougher.
Because we was at the scrimmage last year when we played Valdosta.
Mm-hmm.
And it was seemed like they was waiting on Camden.
They were chomping at the bit. Now, in fairness to Camden, you know, they opened with Cairo.
They did.
And then right after, literally within 5 minutes after getting off the field with Cairo for a half, they had to strap it on against Valdosta for another half, where Valdosta was fresh coming on the field, where Camden already played a half of football.
And I don't like it when you got three teams in a jamboree like that.
I don't either.
Because something ain't going, it just ain't going to pan out right.
Yeah, fair. I agree.
But
Camden opens at home against Columbia. I like this game for Camden. I think this is a good, solid win.
I'm just glad they're coming here. Because folks, they're not out of Florida, they out of Atlanta. I thought they was out of, remember last year, Lake City.
Yeah, I do remember.
But there are a team called Columbia Lake City.
Yeah. So then on August the 26th, you mentioned that you thought it was the toughest non-region game for the Wildcats. I do agree with this. They'll go up to Glynn County Stadium, just a short trip up I-95 to Glynn County Stadium, the newly turfed Glynn County Stadium between the bricks. And this will be, look, Brunswick, in my opinion, in 6A, is a state championship contender. They're going to go as far as their quarterback will take them. They've got a new quarterback in the Elkins kid that's going to come in there and take over the reins. Sutton Ellis, who was going to be the incumbent, he transferred over to Frederica Academy on the St. Simons. And so the Elkins kid steps in as the starter. And I've gotten different opinions. He's got a big arm. Some people believe that he's going to be the missing piece that's going to bring home a state championship. Other folks aren't as high on him.
Sold on him yet.
So, you know, and we'll find out. And then don't forget, there's also the kid that was at Frederica who was a freshman, who the Moore kid, who transferred from Frederica over to Brunswick, who's a stud.
He is.
And some people think that he might end up winning the job as a freshman. We'll see.
It's going to be a good game. That's one of those games I'm looking forward to. At the start of the season, I'm already looking forward to that game.
This game, so this is what it was said to me. Brunswick lost their big-time running backs from last year. Both graduated. They've got a new quarterback stepping in. Can Brunswick run the ball right out of the gate against Camden's front seven? I'm here to tell you the answer to that is no, they can't. So in order to win that game, Brunswick's probably going to have to throw the ball against Camden's secondary to loosen up that front seven to allow Brunswick to run and then dictate the pace offensively. Now, if Brunswick does that, they win the football game. That comes back to their quarterback.
It does. If I was playing Camden, I know you run the ball and then throw it to loosen. I would do it opposite. I would throw the ball and then run the ball.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to try to do.
Because Camden, for some reason, our pass defense is not there. And last year, I hadn't got the records with us. I'd say our safeties made 80% of the tackles.
I think that's, I mean.
Would that be fair?
Yeah, 70? Yeah, it was up there. I don't know if it was that high. But
it was high for safeties.
It was up there. And again,
I mean,
for those,
when your safety's making that many tackles.
And for those folks that don't know, of course, Lawton and myself do call the game for the Camden County Wildcats. So when Lawton says us and we.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about Camden County. So, you know, at the end of the day, if Brunswick can throw the ball against Camden, they win the football game. If they can't, I think Camden wins that game by 30.
And Camden's going to have to be able to run it, though. Camden's got to come in with a junior quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't played very much, even though he'll be a junior.
Yeah, the Rudolph kid.
They coming in with 22 seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Had over 240 kids go out for camp, including the ninth grade and the middle schools.
And it's going to be a little bit younger team for the Wildcats, too, because typically they've on the roster, they normally have 40, 45 seniors. And so last year they lost 44, and like you said, they're only replacing it with 22. So the junior class is going to be heavily, junior and sophomore class, going to be heavily dependent on to be on the football field this year.
You always hear somebody has to step up and man up. This year, really, Camden County, that's going to be a true statement.
So after the Brunswick game, Camden goes back to Chris Gilman, and the Red Terrors of Glen Academy come down there to Kingsland. I like Camden in that football game. Again, the only thing that scares me is if Rocky Hidalgo is being honest about throwing the football more, the secondary in Camden last year wasn't always dependable, I guess is a good word. You know, Jake Lindsay in the secondary was a stud all year for the Wildcats. Do they get better in the secondary at defending the pass this year? We're going to find out in that Glen Academy game, no doubt.
And probably in the Brunswick game. And I'm like you. Our secondary's got to step up. Our middle linebackers has got to step up and make more tackles. And if that can happen, I think Camden might have a decent year.
So I'm going to go, at this point, I've got Camden winning Columbia. I got them dropping to Brunswick. I've got them beating Glen Academy. So I've got them at 2-1.
I agree so far.
Good, good. Well, great minds. And then Camden will host Dade for Miami. I've got them winning that game at 3-1. They'll be in Kingsland for that game. And then on September the 16th, they'll host Somerset Academy, also at Chris Gilman. I'll take Camden in that game. I got them at 4-1.
Just like we talked about the first of the segment.
Yeah, yeah, starting.
But the sad thing about it, see if you agree, you'll be 4-1, but you still don't know where you actually stand.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree because you would have two stellar tests against Brunswick and Glenn. I think you'll know where you're at.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Atlantic Coast, who's no slouch, by the way, that's going to be another good game. I'll take Camden to win that one. They'll be at home again at Chris Gilman. 5-1 start for the Wildcats before they get into region play. And then into region play, they will go to Richmond Hill. I like them to take that game. 6-1 start. 1-0 in the region.
I call that a toss-up game.
Okay. And then they will go to Colquitt. I'm just being honest with you, folks. I'm picking Colquitt to win that region. And so I don't think Camden goes to Norman Park and wins. I'll take Colquitt to get that game.
I think Colquitt will be the best team in Region 7-1A this year.
I agree. Valdosta then comes to Kingsland, and I'm going to pick Camden to win that football game at Chris Gilman Stadium, solidifying an inside track for the number 2 seed.
That game right there, I think Valdosta will take that game. Even though they come into Camden.
The winner of that game gets the 2 seed. I'll say that. Winner of that game gets the 2 seed for sure. Camden gets a bye the week after that, and then they will host Lowndes again at Chris Gilman. They don't have to make a trip to Valdosta at all. Both Valdosta teams come to them. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm picking Camden here. Ja'Kuri Brown is at Miami. He's no longer quarterbacking, thank goodness, because he is a beast. And so,
I guess so they don't remember last year at the end of that game because they had it won.
Well, they had that game won, and they had the Colquitt game won, too. And they lost both of those games right there at the end. And that's why I think Cam is going to be a lot better than what people think that they want to give him credit for. Camden goes 8-2, and they get a 2 seed.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life.
301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th. Everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale, August 1st through the 5th, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on I-95.
Special request, since Lawton wasn't here the very first show, he wants to go weeks back in the past and talk about the College World Series, which is fine because I'm a big College World Series fan. So
I thought it was probably one of the best College World Series that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't. I'd be rooting for one team and they get beat out, so I'd pick up another team.
Well, I will tell you, the two teams that I predicted to play for the College World Series, once the field was set, neither one of them got there.
And that don't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, you get one team that puts up, Arkansas put up one game, 14?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and then can't score three or four runs the next game. I mean, it's baseball has got where it's real competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love seeing this year in the College World Series, the home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, that ball was carrying some. And in Omaha, you never know there.
There's nothing sweeter than the sound of a metal bat in Omaha.
Oh. We'd be sitting on the low seater of the couch, and I could hear that sound. I said, that was out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell.
Yeah, that.
I mean, and the pitching. The kid threw the ball 100 miles an hour.
That's the new norm, though.
I know. And
congratulations to Ole Miss for winning the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And like I told Jay, it's been 1999 since the number one seed team actually won the World Series.
And see, that blew my mind when Lawton told me that it's the last time that a number one overall seed won the College World Series. I immediately jumped to that Vanderbilt team that had Kyle Wright and Dansby Swanson. I don't. 20.
Yeah, okay, so that's in the format they got now. So it's in the format they got now, it's been 1999.
2016, I want to say,
yeah,
maybe that group was together. And so when you told me that, I immediately said, oh, there's no way that Vanderbilt team was not a number one overall seed.
It wasn't.
And I couldn't believe that.
All right. We talked about the fastball and everything. But if you notice that World Series, the pitchers who had a lot of success through the ball, mid-90s, 80s, they varied their speeds.
Mm-hmm.
And especially on the fastball. I got a grandson. He throws 80-some miles an hour. But that's what he does.
How old is he?
He's 15.
Throwing 80? Okay.
Yeah. And he throws, but that's all he does. And I tell him, I said, you got to learn to vary your speed. Because if you throw 80-some miles an hour the first inning, second inning, third inning, fourth inning, they done seen that.
Well, it's like
and
Bobby,
they're timing.
It's like Bobby Cox used to say, Major League hitters can time a jet.
Oh, yeah. And them guys hitting around on that 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just unreal where college baseball is today. And the fields being artificial turf now, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird. First time I went to Virginia Tech, they slid 20 feet from the bag going into second. I mean, and made it to the base.
Yeah.
And it was just, and Ole Miss, I mean, you got to give it to them. I thought nobody could beat Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee didn't even get there.
I know what. I thought nobody could beat them.
I think Tennessee felt the same way.
And folks, that's why you don't need to read the papers all the time.
Mm.
I think that happens in high school sometimes. Them kids read how good they are, and they forget they got to play to be good.
Well, that certainly happened in Tennessee. They were touting themselves as the best college baseball team ever. That was what they were calling themselves.
Well,
the
record,
Volunteers were.
Their record wins per year, they were.
Mm-hmm.
And Wanda loved him because of the coach. She thought that was the best-looking coach she ever seen. He's Italian, folks, if you didn't watch it. But I tell you what, get behind the kids and watch that College World Series. That Little League World Series coming up, too.
Which is also a spectacle in itself. Even if you're not a Little League World Series fan or a Little League baseball fan, that is something that you should take in, at least on TV, if you're not going to go to Williamsport.
Oh, yeah. And, folks, what you don't realize, everything there is donated. The umpires are donated, their time are donated. People work in the concession stand, they donate their time. The kids go there, they separate them from their parents, they stay in their own dormitories. I mean, it's weird. I mean, you see all the major leaguers that actually went there and played.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
They don't talk about first time batting in the major league, they talk about being at Williamsport.
That's a good point. And a lot of those, and you brought that up. It's a really good point. You hear when you see a lot of the major leaguers now that are from the States, and then you listen to them talk. A good bulk of them played in the Little League World Series. Yeah. A good bulk of them.
I got my other grandson's playing right now in Charleston. You know, they call it the Shipwreck Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how many teams are there. They won the first game from Virginia. He won the most valuable player in that game.
Okay.
He's 13. And the game, when I was telling you about Bryce, they played in Atlanta about a month ago. There was 300 teams in that tournament.
So speaking of Atlanta, the Mets this past week came to Atlanta, takes 2 of 3 from the Braves, who, of course, had surged 10.5 games to be able to bring themselves. You know, they were 10.5 out, and they were 2.5 going to the Mets series, or a game and a half out going to the Mets series. Mets take 2 of 3, push them back to 2.5. Are the Mets better? They just went to Atlanta. Went to Atlanta and took 2 of 3.
Some teams, you know, play other teams better. I mean, I watched the Yankees and Boston play the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to watch them play every night. Just something about them two teams.
The Yankees and the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Snooze, man. You can keep that.
Oh, I love.
I hate it. It's not that I... It's not that I hate the Yankees. It's not that I hate the Red. Well, I do hate both of them, but I hate what I really hate is the idea that when the Yankees and Red Sox play, that those games are more attractive to a Major League Baseball fan than the Braves and Mets or the Cardinals and Cubs. It's not. It drives me nuts that ESPN. The Mets, the Yankees and Red Sox play 19 times a year, and I promise you, all 19 games are on ESPN. Yeah, ESPN covers all 19, and it's ridiculous.
I think a lot of that has to do back in the 1940s and all that. And also, you got two teams that's never moved. And the Red Sox still play in Fenway Park, even though the Yankees did build a new stadium.
Yes. I hate when those two teams play each other because when they do...
And they got the short field and right field.
I just hate it because when they do, even if they're one of them are bad or both of them are bad, they're still playing a prime time on ESPN. Get over it.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
And in the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
If you're a fan of drama, then you are a huge fan of what's going on in the college football world right now. You've got the SEC taking in Oklahoma and Texas, Texas-Oklahoma spurning the Big 12. And I gotta be honest, Lawton, like when Oklahoma and Texas left, I said to myself, it doesn't matter who the Big 12 gets to replace them, that you're not going to be able to replace Oklahoma and Texas. And
you're not the name.
Right. And I thought the Big 12 was done for.
And I've always heard that the best coaching job in college football is Texas. With all the kicks they got. They got their own TV station. They got all this and that. And all.
Right.
And, you know, and Oklahoma's always been the Sooners.
So the funny thing is so after this happens, Texas, Oklahoma, you know, head east to the SEC, and then shortly after, you get two more power players in UCLA and USC leaving the Pac-12, bolting for the Big Ten. Now here's what's funny to me, Lawton. When Oklahoma and Texas left to go to the SEC, you had the Pac-12, the ACC, and the Big Ten all banner together and create this alliance and basically slap the SEC on the hand and shake their finger at them and say, yeah, stop adding teams. This is bad for college football. And while the Big Ten is saying this and scolding the SEC, they're negotiating with Notre Dame, with USC, and with UCLA with nobody's knowledge. And they steal UCLA and USC while telling the SEC what they did was bad.
Oh, yeah. And they went after them and they got them. So they give them something that they liked.
It's just hypocritical.
Well, it is.
Sit there and listen to the Big Ten say that the SEC, what they're doing is bad for college football, and then turn right around
and do the same thing.
That's
probably going to be the norm right now for a few years.
Money toss.
Straightened out.
So now what I was saying about the Big 12, and I thought they were done for when Oklahoma and Texas leave, and now the Pac-12 losing UCLA and USC, all these other teams are now looking around, well, is there a better offer for us? And so you've had conversations between the Big 12 and Stanford and Cal, Oregon, Washington, and Washington State. The Big 12's talked to them all. And if the Big 12 can garner one or two of those, much less all of them, the team, the conference that's left in the dust that doesn't hold isn't the Big 12, it's the Pac-12 that folds.
Oh, yeah. And that could happen.
And I think, so here's what I think. I think that for the Big 12, you look at who's in their conference. Right now, for the Big 12, their big dog's Oklahoma State. That is the best team they have collegiately, football-wise. They need a powerhouse.
They do.
And so you look to the Pac-12, USC and UCLA have already bolted for the Big Ten. So in the Pac-12, who's the biggest dog in that conference as far as winning in the modern era? Well, it's Oregon. The answer to that question is Oregon. If the Big 12 lands Oregon, you'll watch those dominoes fall. Oregon will leave for the Big 12. They'll probably take Washington and Washington State with them. And then I think what will happen, you have heard Stanford and you have heard Cal come out, two traditional programs that are devoted to academics over athletics, and they have both said, we're not interested in leaving the Pac-12. Well, they might be.
Might not have a choice.
I think what will end up happening is before the Pac-12 folds, they'll merge with the Mountain West. And that will be the new Pac-12, 15, whatever.
That would be a thing to save them.
That'd be the only thing.
Yeah, to save them.
That'd be the only thing.
Have to merge with them.
So you would have, if the Pac-12 could hold on to Cal and Stanford, which Cal and Stanford seem pretty clear that they're not interested in moving anywhere. And then, of course, you've got Colorado over there now in the Pac-12. You've got Arizona and Arizona State in the Pac-12. Who am I missing? That would be it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they would have lost USC and UCLA, and then they would have lost Oregon, Washington, and Washington State. Well, I'm missing two. Some Oregon State would be the other one. Yep. So, yeah, the only way that you do that is if you lose those five, then you've got to look to the Mountain West. Or do you just cherry pick the Mountain West? Do you just say, well, we'll take Boise and whoever else you want?
Be interesting. You got that going on in football right now. I know we're talking about football. You got it going on golf right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with that Liz thing.
The Live Tour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something we're going to have to talk about one day, because RSM played right here, Glenn County, on the last tournament of the year.
Yeah.
And they talking about cutting the schedule and that.
No, I didn't. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and cutting back on PGA tournaments. That's something we have to talk about one day. But right now we're in college football, and it could be interesting.
Well, I just think
money talks.
That's bottom line.
Money, and I hate to say it, college football is all about the money.
Well, it's becoming more of a professional sport, especially when you start considering the travel. Because in the Big 12, you know, they already had added West Virginia, and now they've added UCF.
Yeah,
and you know,
I tell you what, I remember one time they tried to get Tennessee to play at a where they run that car race every year. And they said, we'll pay you just $3 million just to show up. They said, we make more than that at a home game. And that was back in the 90s. Mm. And then they finally played Virginia Tech there.
And then you've got SEC, the Southeastern Conference. Again, we're talking about geographics. Missouri, Texas A&M, Texas and Oklahoma, they don't really fit in.
Mm. I mean, you get now where you ain't in the Southeast.
No, you're not.
I mean,
and you know, the Atlantic Coast Conference,
If I was going to pick up somebody in Southeast Conference, I'd pick up Miami, Florida State. That's who you think about.
Yeah. I don't be surprised if the ACC picks up one of these teams that are a little further inland or maybe out west to try and expand their television market. Because one thing I will say is, as far as breaking the geographic norm, that's one thing the ACC has not done with the teams that are currently there. They have taken it. Remember years ago they took in Boston College and Syracuse and Miami, Virginia Tech, but all those teams, all those schools are pretty well close to the Atlantic if they're not on the Atlantic. So the ACC has not yet broken the geographic, I don't want to say restrictions, but I guess the geographic locations of the school. But eventually the ACC is going to have to get on board and do that, because there's more television money if you get into another market. There's easier recruiting, and especially with the NIL stuff now, you know, you can easily go recruit a kid out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
If, you know, if the ACC said we're going to add Baylor, you know, that allows you to get into Texas and recruiting and gives you access to recruiting hotbed.
And that's what it's all about today, recruiting, no matter what sport you're in.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747. We're online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates!
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you're sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Guys, listen to me right now. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale is coming August 1st through the 5th. Everything, and I mean everything, in the store is 10 to 50% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers Market Sale August 1st through the 5th. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. So we were talking about all the college football revolving chairs. One of the cool things, I like this, Lawton. I like this announcement. The ACC has announced that they are going to change their schedule format.
Yeah.
And basically everything that they have done up to this point, they're just balling it up, throwing it out the window, and going to do something completely different.
Going to start 2024, they're going to do away with the two divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Like Southeast Conference, you got the East and West division, they ain't going to have that no more.
Right. The Southeast Conference is talking about doing away with divisions as well, and just having, I guess, the top two teams in your conference play in a conference championship game. I will tell you this. No conference that has a conference championship game is doing away with a conference championship game. There's too much money involved in that guy for them to say, well, whoever wins the regular season, we'll just call that our winner. That's not going to happen.
I asked Wanda last year to look up the Southeast Conference championship tickets, like $900.
Sure.
That was nosebleed.
Seats. Yeah, cheap seats.
$3,000 down.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could have got them.
Yeah.
And that's just an extra game.
What the ACC is proposing is, like you said, they're going to do away with the divisions, and then they're going to play 8 ACC games every year. But what I like is they're going to have, for instance, they'll have one team that will play the same 3 teams year in, year out. Those are going to be their traditional rivalry games. So you'll play the same 3 teams every single year, no matter what. And then the other 5 games will be on a home-and-home basis where you rotate them every few years.
Yeah, and they say it'll take 4 years for each team to play at each team's home game.
So basically you'll have 3 teams that you play every single year, and then another 5 that you don't see every year is what the ACC is proposing. And I like this. I like this because I think that it gives opportunity for a lot of parity in the ACC. You do away with, well, what division is Clemson in, right? And if you're not in the division with Clemson, you got a fair chance to win it. But then when you get to the ACC championship game, which still may be the case,
yeah.
If you get to the ACC championship and you're playing Clemson, good luck.
Yeah, could be the same same teams though. Might not have been able to get there unless they change the format like they're going to.
So there's
some good matchups there.
Yep. So the ACC will have the 8 ACC games and then 4 non-conference. And I guess whoever has the 2 best records in the conference will play in the ACC championship game in Charlotte. And the winner of that will roll the dice as whether or not the committee will pick them as one of the top 4 seeds to get into the college football playoff.
Now that's the committee you need to try to get us on.
We'd solve all the problems there.
Oh, hey.
Believe me.
I don't know if they still do it. They used to meet once a year. I mean, once a week after.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, after week 8. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do it on the pads. They actually meet in person.
So the traditional rivalry games, the 3 games that every team will play year in, year out, here they are. Boston College will pick up Miami, Pitt, and Syracuse as their 3 traditional rivalries. Clemson will play Florida State, Georgia Tech, and NC State for their 3 games. Florida State will play Clemson, Miami, and Syracuse. That's brutal. That's brutal. Georgia Tech gets Clemson, Louisville, and Wake Forest as their 3. Miami gets Boston College, Florida State, and Louisville. Not easy. Virginia Tech gets Pitt, Virginia, and Wake Forest. All those games make sense for Virginia Tech through their traditional rivalries.
They are. Mm-hmm. And that's that's a good, easier pick than some of the others.
Yeah. Wake Forest gets Duke, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech. What's interesting to me about this is Wake Forest did not get North Carolina.
Yeah. Not very far apart.
Duke, Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech. I don't know, who, what the availability was, but it would have made sense for Wake Forest and North Carolina to be their traditional rivals. Speaking of North Carolina, they get Duke, NC State, and Virginia. I mean, those make sense. I would replace Virginia with Wake Forest. I think that's more.
Would have made more sense.
Made more sense, but, you know.
To me, it does.
They didn't ask me.
Ain't mine it.
Virginia gets Louisville, North Carolina, and Virginia Tech. And Duke will get North Carolina, NC State, and Wake Forest. Makes a ton of sense for the Blue Devils to play North Carolina, NC State, and Wake Forest, all three schools in their state.
Yeah, I mean, not far apart.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what people don't realize. Them schools are 60 miles apart.
Yeah,
if they that many.
Chapel Hill and Duke of North Carolina, 11 miles. Yeah, Durham and Chapel Hill, yeah, 11 miles apart. So, yeah, Louisville gets Georgia Tech, Miami, and Virginia, and then Syracuse gets Boston College, Florida State, and Pitt. So, the schools that I guess kind of make sense are the ones that we would kind of focus on. Clemson, Florida State, Georgia Tech, NC State. Florida State gets Clemson, Miami, Syracuse. Georgia Tech, Clemson, Louisville, and Wake. Miami, Boston College, Florida State, and Louisville. And I guess really for all intents and purposes, you know, for us that live in Southeast Georgia, you know, do we really care about who Boston College gets?
They got a good team, man. Virginia Tech's another one of those teams that for some reason, since Beamer left, they just can't put the cog in the peg for some reason. And they can find a way to lose.
What does put the cog in the peg mean?
I'll explain it to you later. And let's give a shout out to Jay Lasley with 5A. He won the state championship at North Oconee. He used to coach at Camden County.
No state championship in?
Baseball.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com or get it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Channel 4 out of Jacksonville, News 4 Jax, has announced they will live stream the games that take place at the inaugural Border War Classic, taking place in September at Glenn County Stadium in Brunswick. 7 teams from Northeast Florida will take on 7 teams from Southeast Georgia. The games will kick off Thursday afternoon on September the 8th and will run through Saturday evening, September the 10th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to download the Jason Bishop Show with Lawton Teston anywhere that you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. GeorgiaSeaGrill.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.